Hey, hey, it's your man, Johnny Hawkins.
And the one and only Champagne Bubbles.
And once again, it's time for another episode of
Vibrations with Johnny Hawkins.
All right.
So, Johnny, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about, is age really just a number? I mean, what's too young and what's too old?
Oh, so basically we're talking about sugar mamas, sugar daddies, and afternoon snacks.
Well, okay, that's one way to say it.
Okay, well, let's get to it. So what are your thoughts about this very important conversation that we need to have?
My point on it is age, it is not just a number.
Okay,
age matters.
Does
okay.
it?
Oh, you're darn right. You can't. I'm not what I am today, what I was when I was 20.
Okay.
Brother being mid-50s, I'm not 25 today. I can't do today what I used to be able to do then. So you got to be careful when you're trying to mingle. Again, for the single folks, you're trying to mingle and get out there and decide what you want next with regard to your next relationship, if you will. Shop wisely. You know, choose wisely.
Well, why? Why does age have to be such a factor in this consideration process?
That's good, Ms. Champagne Bubbles, but you know the truth. The truth is we think differently. We are different when we're older than when we're younger. We have different likes, right?
Okay.
We have different habits. We have different hobbies.
Okay.
Different interests, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it matters. Age matters, you know, and it should matter, you know, and we'll get into it, but you know, I'm not going to share all the secrets, but I got a bunch of them with regard to some of my brother men, right, that are doing very well.
Ooh, do share
okay,
the tea.
That are in their middle 50s and higher. They got plenty of money.
Okay.
Single or divorced,
mm-hmm.
but they're not dating in their age range.
Oh.
And to them, age is not a number.
Okay.
They're cool with it. They're like, you know, hey, I'm going down. I'm going down in age as opposed to up. We're staying at the same level.
Okay. So why do you think that is?
Well, these are men that are very accomplished.
Okay.
They have been married. They've raised their families or their children. They feel that at the point that they are in their lives, they can do or have what they want when it comes to who they choose to date.
And so what's wrong with that?
I don't think anything else is, but I do hear the older women or some of the older women saying what? Look at her or look at him. He's dating, you know, he's rocking the cradle, if you will. Right. Right. Do you not hear that from your girl?
I do. Rock-a-bye baby.
Okay. So if my man walks up and my man gets out of his Porsche or his Jaguar outside the theater and on his arm is a lovely lady that looks to be 25, 30. So you laughing.
Hugh Hefner.
See, so you just said it wasn't a problem, though.
I didn't say it was a problem.
Okay.
I just asked you, what is the problem? I'm just playing the angel's advocate.
Angel's,
you know,
advocate.
Just asking questions for inquiring minds, high vibe tribers.
Vibe tribe, what's happening?
You know, people want to know.
Well, and so my point is age should be considered, but it oftentimes is not in our community, you know, in our society by men that have so-called made it, you know, and it irks some certain people. And I want you to talk about that because you may have friends that see men, right, dating younger women and get a little salty.
They could get a little salty. My mom, she'll sometimes joke with me like, oh, girl, you too old.
Hey.
You too old for him. Like, he could be 60, you know, and I'm 40. She's like, oh, baby, you too old for him.
Wow.
You know, because she's seen enough life to have seen this cycle play out, you know, a time or two.
Mm.
And it does make her feel some kind of way when she was interested in dating, you know, that the men that are in her age range don't find her as an option, you know, because they're too busy over at the playground, you know, trying to bring folks home. So
why I got to be a playground? I'm going to the university.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
And how old is this man going to the university?
He may be 40. No.
40 at the university. You talk about the babies that just graduated, like 18 with the 40-year-old?
No. Well, dang, doesn't matter. She grown. She over 18. This ain't statutory rape. She's a grown woman. And guess what? I'm an older man, and I like younger women. What's the problem? You know, she's 18. I'm not rocking the cradle. Am I still rocking the cradle?
Been there, done that. Kinda, sorta.
kind of story.
I had this man that I was looking for a daddy. You have to remember, I grew up in a single family home.
Okay, and I wasn't laughing at you. Excuse me.
It's okay. It's okay to laugh because it's all funny. Okay. I don't care. I'm good.
Okay.
But I didn't realize at the time that subconsciously I wanted to feel this space of a father. So this older guy had befriended me, and I thought he really just wanted to be like a mentor.
My goodness.
I promise you all everything I love. I was young and naive. I was like 18, 19 when this happened. This is my real life testimony.
Can I say young and dumb? Or no, that's
fine.
Inappropriate.
That's fine.
Okay.
It was because when I tell the story now and what I know now, it's like, you should have known better, but I didn't. But he played on my youth. He knew better because he came to me like he wanted to be a mentor.
Maybe that's how it started.
When I graduated from high school, you know, I don't even know why I'm trying to protect where I even met the man from. But anywho.
Yeah, tell us.
He was a counselor of mine. At Cass Technical High School.
You don't have to get too much into detail.
That's all right. Okay. If I'm going to tell it, I'm going to tell it, or I'm not going to tell it. I won't call his name, but you know who you are if you're still living. Because he was older then.
Okay.
And I'm just thinking he's been a counselor of some sort.
Okay.
What do I know?
Okay.
But upon further review, he would take me out to Mario's. He would send me roses.
Your counselor?
My counselor.
Wow.
But this is after I graduated.
Okay, cool.
Let me
cool.
say this for the record. I graduated high school, but I still had an 8x10 because mama got one, but daddy wasn't around, so I had this extra picture.
Were you 18? Please say
I
yes.
I was 18.
Okay, thank you.
I was 18.
Because we can't. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Nothing intimate ever happened.
Okay, cool.
But
cool.
he was coming for me. You ought to be ashamed of yourself because I didn't sign up for that. That's my only point.
Okay.
So he would take me out, and he said, I just want to show you how a lady should be treated, which I appreciated that. So I'm thinking, this is good. This man loves me. I need a daddy. You know, he's trying to look out for me. Good looking. My wise mother said, on the other hand, that man ain't trying to be your blankety-blank father.
Okay. Be real.
I want to date him because he was in her age group.
Oh, wow.
But here he is sniffing behind me because he must have felt that age was nothing but a number.
Age nothing but a number.
And that I was not too young. And that was all well and fine, Johnny, but let me tell you how it got complicated.
Can't wait.
And part of me is ashamed that I didn't know better, but I didn't.
That's okay.
So
you were
to
young.
Your point, what is the challenge? In my opinion, you're playing on people's vulnerabilities. You know, I think there should be a limit with stuff to a degree. Because had I not had the mother that I had, that man could have roped me in because he was an old bull. You know that story where they talk about the young bulls and the young and the old bulls?
Okay.
Like the young men, they just run down. They just
Correct.
Trying to get
Correct.
Everybody
the
they
story.
Can, just
right.
gathering them
yes.
all up. Well, the old bull takes their time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
okay.
saying? He was an old boy because, baby, when I tell you this thing went on for months, he knew I liked poetry, so he would mail me poems and had this big bear delivered to me. I promise you I thought this man was trying to be my father, not my sugar daddy. I promise you. I promise you I did.
Hell no. Come on now. Quit playing.
I promise you I was that naive and inexperienced.
Okay, cool. I'll give you that. But aren't some women of age, over the age of 18, well over 18, 22, 25, they're mature. So what's wrong with maybe a 50-year-old hanging out with
if
a 25-year-old
that's, what they
that's
want,
very mature?
My only issue was that I didn't agree to that.
Okay.
That was my only
okay,
issue.
Was issue.
He was
okay.
trying to play me.
So if I tell you up front that I'm liking you, I'm attracted to you, I'm an older man, does that make it better?
It does make it better.
Okay, because then you can choose. Because
I can choose.
Okay,
and you know
okay.
I'm all about choice. You know I'm all about freedom.
Okay.
Because I did have an older guy, switching from that story, now that I think about it.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. Is there a group of women out there that are young that find older men attractive?
Yes.
Do they exist?
Yes.
Describe her to us. Who is she? You know, what's she look? If you know her, you know, you maybe have some friends, some nieces. You know, you guys may talk. You know, is she out there? What's she look like? You know,
what she looks like, we all know that women mature faster than men. typically.
Yes, yes, yes.
So what is attractive about an older man, if you should choose to go that route, mm-hmm. is that they don't play a lot of the games that men in my peer group, you know.
That's right. We don't play.
You don't play those kinds of games, but you all still play games.
Okay, okay.
Still play games. Players play until the day they die.
Okay.
This is my experience. So she likes the, you know, if she's in a space where she wants to settle down, mm-hmm. you know, and just not go through all the cat and mouse, mm-hmm. then that older person would be attractive.
Okay.
In that way.
Okay.
But how old is too old? People get to decide that for themselves. What
See,
do you think?
Okay, again, age matters to me.
Okay.
But again, it's for the reasons that we talked about and we'll talk more about. But I don't think a 10-year gap is unreasonable. Do you think 10 years?
I don't think. 10 years is good.
Okay.
But this man was a good 30 years older than me or so.
Wow.
Maybe even 40 now that I think about it.
Okay.
And he would buy me little nice gifts here and there. Lotion from Victoria's Secret. It's a shame and a disgrace when I tell this story.
We ain't going to your concert story again. We ain't going to your concert story again.
No, but I'm just saying I didn't agree to it.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got
but
you.
But this other guy Mike. I did agree to go out with.
Uh-huh.
I was in my 30s. And I discovered that man was 83.
Ooh.
This dang. Is a real life
Wait
story.
Wait a minute, though. But you didn't see that in this man?
I did see that. That was a choice.
That
the counselor
sure was.
I didn't choose, this man, but I only agreed to one date.
What you trying to do, get a Social Security?
No, I promise. I'm not Anna Nicole. I'm not Anna Nicole. Don't do
okay,
it. Don't
okay,
do
well,
it.
Why this man? Why this 83-year-old man in your 30s? Don't tell on yourself.
Well, the one
Stay close
that
to the
I,
mic. We want to make sure that you
that
get this.
The one that I wanted to date wasn't calling. And when I get into a, I might as well, that's dangerous. Anytime oh, I yeah. preface a date with, I might as well.
Okay. Ladies, don't do that, please.
Please don't. Learn from me. It was all bad.
Okay.
But it was fun.
Okay.
It was fun.
Okay.
I only went on one date with him. That's all I agreed to
okay.
was dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to take me off the market.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up, Pops. Mm. I didn't agree to that.
Mm.
I didn't agree to
that.
Oh,
he wanted to marry you.
No, I don't think he wanted to.
Make you...
He wanted to put me in rotation. So to my point that players still play,
wow.
that joker was still playing cell phone games at 83.
I don't know what that 83-year-old man could do with a swarm or harem of women. I don't know what the hell he could do.
That man was fine. He was fine. He was in great shape.
Okay.
I didn't know he was 83.
Okay. Okay.
I promise I was working at the bank and he was one of my customers. And when I said that I was leaving, he shot his shot. And I'm like, okay, let's go out.
You're saying he looked like he could still perform straight up. No, I'm just asking. No, seriously. I mean, that's what it's, I'm asking you. Did he look like he could perform? Old as hell, but he looked like he could perform.
He did look like he could perform,
okay.
but I wasn't going to perform with him.
I got you, and I'm not putting that on you. I'm just saying, I'm impressed with a brother that's 83 years old.
No, because he got me to say yes. And that
player,
he treated me like a lady.
Wow.
And the word got back to my first love
wow.
and my older brothers, and they were just throwing shade. And even my sons, because I was divorced at the time.
Oh, sure, sure. Right.
And my sons, they were like, "Mom, if you marry him, his teeth going to get stuck in the cake."
Oh,
so,
snap.
You know, it's wow. a sweet story. I love you, Sweet 83.
Sweet
yeah,
83.
Sweet 83. That's wow. what was his nickname.
So, again, is it okay?
It was okay today, but I didn't want him. You understand what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay.
I didn't want him as my man because I'm still okay. a young woman.
Right.
And I wasn't confused that he was real right. life 83.
Right, right. Because seriously, at 30s, right?
Yeah.
He's 83.
Yeah.
No, he's already surpassed the lifespan of the African-American man for sure. So if you got with this brother, even in rotation, someone was going to eventually have to bury this man. Straight up. You feel me? Would you want to be that one in rotation burying, you know, Mr. Momo?
No.
Omo? Okay.
I didn't want to be that girl, but he had plans for me. He was talking about traveling Ooh. With him and, you yeah. know.
I just thought of something.
What?
Did you want to be his beneficiary, though?
I did not. No, I really, I think I could have if I was that girl.
Uh-huh.
I could have angled for him like
wow.
that. But I didn't want that man like that, you know.
Okay.
But I appreciated him taking me out. But there are women that angle for men like that. And well,
That's my segue. So if I'm older than you
okay.
and you're younger, attractive woman. Is it always just about the money? Not that you can speak for all women, you know, and we want you guys to chime in. Is it always just about the money if a younger woman is going with an older man? Or is there a real connection? Talk to me. Don't hold back, champagne.
I think there can be a real connection. However. Oh,
however. You sound like a judge. However. Now we go to the other side. Damn.
The money does matter. But it matters for, it absolutely should matter with any man that a woman is considering.
Correct, correct.
But if I'm a be with you, I'm in my 30s, you in your 80s. Oh, we're not on the struggle bus. You need to have your money together.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, so but, you
well, gotta, let's be more realistic. That wasn't realistic. That was a 50-year spread,
that
sister.
That was realistic. This is my testimony.
True, your testimony, but let's bring it more into
what most people do.
Yeah.
Because that was extreme.
That was 50 years, for real. Damn. That's two people. That's two little people. 25 and 25. You feel me? All right.
So I caught a lot of flack for that.
As you should, maybe. You know, hey. And you didn't marry him, so I can talk about
that experience.
Let's talk about the 60-year-old.
Okay.
Okay, let me give you a picture of this brother.
All right.
Okay, he's physically fit.
Mm-hmm.
He's in shape.
All right.
His pockets are straight.
Loving him.
Okay, his credit score is tight.
Mm-hmm.
He has not just one crib, but other cribs.
All right.
All right. He is a gold or diamond member in a particular airline.
Okay.
Or with a particular airline, Delta.
Okay.
Or whatever. So he can take you wherever he wants, et cetera, et cetera. And he is healthy.
All right.
Okay.
Sign me up. Where is he? Can we take a commercial break and call?
Okay, cool. For you. But now, is it cool for my man to date the young lady that just got her master's degree, that's maybe 25, 26, who wants to start a family, right? Okay, so 25, 65. So now we done took off 10 years. So it's 40-year difference. But you see what the man has.
Okay.
And we talked about how good in shape he is. He's in good shape.
Okay.
He got his stuff together.
Okay.
Should this woman seriously consider that, you know?
If she want to roll him to her baby's graduation, if
that's
he's
right.
still living.
That's right. That's right.
Like.
That's right.
Live your life. Live your life. I wasn't trying to take 83 anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was clear that this was going to be short-lived.
Wow.
You understand?
Wow. Okay.
But.
So, okay, the 60.
What is the quality of life? I think the age thing comes into question, the quality of life. And we've been dealing a lot with the older men, but there are some people, some women that like younger men.
Talk to me. That's
right. You understand?
Right. Yeah,
the cougars are out here, baby.
I'm mad at you.
In full force.
I understand the struggle as it relates to them and what they're looking for. I have a lot of friends that are female and that are professional women that date younger. And don't even per se date younger. They just do younger. Holler at your boy. You know what I'm saying?
That's all real. Okay? Yes, yes, yes.
So, you know what I mean? So, I don't have a problem with that. But what's your point? What's your point about that?
But my whole point is that it's just for the doing of the younger, not the building with the younger.
Are we talking about the women now? Are we talking about both
I'm
men and women?
I'm talking about men and women, in my opinion.
I think you're pretty much right on that. Those older folks ain't trying to get married.
Yeah.
They've been there, done
it's
that.
It's just fun.
It's fun.
You love the vitality.
It's fresh.
Of the Get you. What vibrations are we putting out here?
Love and appreciation. Right? Of
laughter.
All. Yes. All that. Okay. So keep talking.
I'm just saying if I chose to go younger, it would just be for fun. It would not be trying to build anything serious. If he's too young, you understand?
Okay.
How can I bring, I'm in my 40s, and I'm bringing a 20-year-old, and my son is 21. Like, how can I introduce one of his potential classmates as my new boo thing? It doesn't feel comfortable to me.
Yeah, but that was a movie, though. Stella got a groove back. I don't know if that was the name of the movie, but we remember there was a character,
Stella
right?
Stella did get her groove
right.
back.
Right, and that was, I think that was Master P, son. It was playing that role or something, wasn't it? I don't remember the actor, but it may have been. He was a handsome young man.
They will have to get
your
groove
older.
Back.
She was older.
So I've
she was
heard.
Fine as hell, too, though. She was fine, right?
She was fine.
So, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it and them building on that.
But did you see some of the issues that they had in what? That older, younger dynamic? Remember the movie selection that he wanted to go to? And she had crossed paths. I think it was her sister or one of her friends that had seen a more appropriate movie for their age group. But they're over there laughing because he's 12. You know what I'm saying? And so... She was looking at her like, what are you doing with him? And it became challenging in your social circle. So that's a good point that we should delve into. So even if I personally enjoy you, how comfortable do I feel taking you amongst my peers? You know, women that are my age group that, you know, may take issue with this 12-year-old that I've brought along with my grown self.
Typically speaking, for the brothers or the men with the young, we straight. We good. We happy. We got a fine little something on our
little,
side.
A little snack.
Well, you can call her snack if you want to, but she's fine. She's beautiful. And she is, we are proud to take her out.
As your trophy.
Okay, you can say that too, you know, but I earned that trophy then if I'm that guy doing that.
Okay.
Based on who I just said I was and what I acquired.
Absolutely.
And it's my right to select her. And I don't want you mad at me because I made that selection. Don't be getting mad with me and rolling your eyes at me when I'm walking up in the piece. And see, we ain't got time for that. You know what I mean? I'm living my life.
Living your best life.
My best life. So I just want peace with that, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as I don't have to catch any flack when I'm with my sugar daddy.
You will not from me.
You know what I'm saying? Or
no.
I got my young tender, you know?
Not at all.
If he helps me to get my groove back and I'm feeling good about it, don't throw shade over here.
As long as you're nice. As long as he's making you a nicer person and making you happy, I'm cool with that, you know?
So, I mean, if I'm letting him play his video games while I'm at work, what's it to you? Mind your business.
And again, as long as that's how you want to spend your damn money, okay? If that's how you want to spend your money, if you want your heat bill to be higher because a little juju, you know what I mean, is up in the spot playing videos all day, he turned on 80, and you come home and then he just bam, 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 bam. If that's all you looking, I'm not mad at you, but you got to think about that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well, these are not my truths. I'm just speaking for those.
We all know that, Chap.
That this may be their truth.
That's right.
But
that's
at the end of the day, does a person have the right to choose who they want to be with, however old they are, you know, even if our opinions about it differ?
Yes. Yes. They have every right to choose. You know, that's our take, I think.
Yeah.
Right? But our viewers may have a different opinion.
For sure.
Know? And that's
for
what this is about. Vibrations, you know, giving good energy, talking about good conversations or good subjects, good topics, so we can get some input. Right. Right. We want them to visit. Chime in. That's what it's about. Become a Vibe Triber, y'all. Tune in, please.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what would you say, Johnny, to the friends? Because some people, you said that age matters for you.
It does matter. Yes, ma'am.
But some of your boys may have chosen to date the younger woman.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to him? Do you give him a hard time for that? Do you ask him, man, what you thinking about? How could you?
Nope. I don't. And they explain to me because we have, you know, we're cool. They explain to me why they're doing what they're doing. And the number one answer that I hear is, I don't want to deal with the drama.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Of being with the woman my age. I want easy.
So you're saying that the woman that is in their peer group, they don't find that experience easy?
They find it difficult, more difficult than it is.
Why?
Maybe it's because she's more experienced. Maybe because she's not going to take as much. You know what I mean? Maybe because she's wiser. And so he can't do, you know, real talk, what he wants to do with her, but that he can with the young lady.
So do I understand you correctly? Because this is what I'm interpreting from you just said. So he can be more, could we say, manipulative, less accountable? Are you less accountable if you choose a younger partner versus someone in your peer group?
I don't like that manipulative stuff.
Okay.
I don't like that manipulative stuff. Well, right. It's let's talk about molding. You know what I mean? Men like to mold things. And so they feel they have a better idea or have a better chance of being successful with that if they're with a younger woman. You know, and I think I speak for the brothers, you know, of all colors, but tell me if I'm wrong. I'm in encouraging you to tell me if I'm wrong. Vibe Tribers, please do.
That is very true. And I think that, but don't we mold our children?
Well, here we go again.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you mold your children in a certain kind of way. So now we're picking younger partners so that we can mold them too. What's that all about?
Well, again, I think it's okay to get with a man or woman, they being what they are, but then helping to make them better and it being also what you like, you know?
All right. You can't find that in your peer group?
Well.
Why we got to go, you know, so young?
Again, it's personal preference.
Okay.
It's the fun of it, as you said. Mm-hmm. It's the physical, mm-hmm. you know. It's easier. It's just easier. It's what I'm told. Again. It's just what I'm told.
That's, you know? That's
and I believe my boys. I believe
my
boys.
You believe them?
Yep. They talking to me. It's okay. In private. I'm not sharing any names. I'm just, this is the truth with regard to what's going on in society. The older women are upset in some cases.
Okay.
Because they're alone.
Okay.
The older man is having the time of his life that's single,
okay.
some of them, because they have all these options and mm-hmm. all this extra money and all this free time, and they're having a blast.
Do you know why the older women who are alone are upset?
No, you tell me.
Because I helped to make you, and how dare you make
oh,
it,
my
and now you
gosh.
Over here with this little younger version, and now you've left me over here all dried up. And withered up, and you gonna have the nerve to bring her over here to our son's wedding, flouncing in here.
I'm gonna get her, y'all. She just go ahead,
now
go.
You done brought her little tail all up in here. I done stood by your side all these years. Now I'm not good enough because she's easier. Talk to me about that.
I'm gonna talk to you and tell you this right here. I'm gonna tell you that you just got mad at me for saying I'm trying to mold you, but now you gonna say straight up that you done made me. Get the hell out of here.
I did make you. How you think you made it this far without me?
Work ethic. Okay, desire.
I'm standing by your side.
Hell, not every man has had a woman by his side all the way through.
But for the ones that have.
Okay, that's
and
that
now
many.
You done got this little young tender because her breasts are perkier and all this kind of carrying
you're going
on.
Too far.
Had these babies. I've had these babies for you. And now all of a sudden I'm not good enough.
See, you're that scenario, that's not the one we went with when we started this series, okay, or this episode. We talking about just, does age matter, young versus old? You done went all the way to, he done left me, I done made him and built him up, and you owe me. No, that ain't what this episode is about.
But why are we dating? Why are we dating people in either younger or higher? We're talking about dissolved relationships, so
okay.
It's all relevant,
okay.
in my opinion.
It is, but
because you describe, if I can interject,
sure.
the man that's divorced, he's established, he got his money together, and now he feel he can do what he wanted to do. So I just wanted to offer a little food for thought
okay.
to
okay.
balance you, that conversation point.
You can offer that. But what about Michael Jordan? Let's example. Michael Jordan's divorced.
Okay.
Michael Jordan had a fine, you know, a wife. What uh-huh. was her name? Juanita.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
You know, sister girl left his butt with about 107 mil, though.
But why?
No, I'm just saying. Yes, Mike, we don't know why, but mm-hmm. we do know that after the fact, he married a woman that appears to be much younger than him, okay? Mm. I don't think Juanita has a problem with that because she's still doing her thing.
Yeah.
And she got 107, okay, or more in the bank. Okay,
hey.
So that's an example of a man that divorced. We don't know the reason exactly why, who then went out and found a younger woman. And I don't see Juanita complaining. That's all I'm saying. She ain't complaining.
She might not, because she might have her boy toy over there having a good time with all that money. Get a girl.
And I'm cool with that. See, I'm not over here crying talking about, oh, Juanita, I'm mad at you. I'm like, Juanita, do your damn thing.
Do your thing.
Okay. Both of us.
So generally speaking, Johnny, mm-hmm. what sort of things should be considered when deciding whether to date outside of your age range and why?
Well, again, I think it's good common sense, but I know not common sense is not so common.
This is okay. very true.
You should ask this young lady.
Okay.
Do you want children? Because if you're not trying to start another family, that's not something you should even be talking. Okay. You know, you shouldn't even be engaged in that. It should be made clear up front. Mm-hmm. We can kick it. We can date. But I'm not trying to get more serious than that and create a family. I even want to marry you, but I don't want any more kids.
That's fair.
You need to talk to her about mm-hmm. that, right? Mm-hmm. Activity levels or habits, you know, we need to see if we are equally yoked. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're still trying to go to the club, okay, mm-hmm. You're 26, you're 30, mm-hmm. 35, you're still trying to go to the club every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not just Friday, but all three nights. And you're trying to get there at 11 p.m. Uh-huh. and then stay until it closes. And you in New York or Miami and it's 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Homie ain't got time for that. Homie ain't got, I'm not playing that.
But that comes along with me being a younger woman. You want me to sit up in here on the couch and rub Bengay on your knees?
Look, I'm just saying, these are things to consider.
You are correct. Okay. What else should be considered? The question was that,
well, she should understand that I'm pretty much set my ways.
Okay.
Or he, if it's a older woman mm-hmm. dating a younger man, that young man should understand she's setting her way. So yeah. Be cool with that. Don't be trying to change nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I want you. It's for the reason that I want you. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you up front why I want you. Let it be what it be.
Let it be what it be.
Okay.
Okay. That's fair.
We need to talk about maybe what your aspirations are with regard to your work or your career. Okay. Right? It shouldn't be that I'm coming in as an older guy mm-hmm. and I'm trying to just make you a housewife and I want your career to just stop. At that point, I need to ask you, you know, what are you aspiring to do? And I need to be cool with that.
Yeah.
That needs to be something that I think we talk about.
That's
fair. These things make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So do you think that relationships can work with large age gaps?
I think they have and that they do. I think that's true. If, in fact, the parties come together, the people come together and they are like, yo, I like you. I learned to love you mm-hmm. and you complete me. I don't think there's an age, mm-hmm. you know, barrier to that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can find that.
I agree.
It may be rare, but you can find that, you know.
Because it's all about what? The vibration.
The vibration.
The energy. And what the people are coming together to do.
I agree. So,
well, you have been such a great sport. I appreciate you allowing me to take you to the edge of thought and to be the angel's advocate that I love to spark some conversation and stimulate the thinking. So please let us know, what do you think? What are your experiences with dating younger or older?
Yes.
How do you feel about it? We would love to hear from you, Vibe Tribers. And how can they find us, Johnny?
They can find us quite easily. You can go to our website at www.vibrationspodcast.com. Or we encourage you to join the conversation, this very conversation, by going to Facebook and looking up Vibrations Podcast and just chiming in. Vibrations Podcast, which is a group that you can join on Facebook and just chime in and tell us what we got right, what we got wrong, or if we were just way left field. Johnny, you full of it. Champagne bubbles, this or that. You know what I mean? Tell us. That's what it's about. We're just coming together. We just want it to be done with good energy, great vibration.
Absolutely.
And love. You know what I mean? Educate us. You know, let's educate each other. This is called social media. Let's make it positive media. Okay, that's what we're looking to do. So I've had a blast with you once again.
Always a fun, good time. And thank you for allowing me to be who I am and just have a good time with it. It's been lots of fun.
So this is your boy, Johnny Hawkins.
And your girl, Champagne Bubbles.
And this has been, once again, Vibrations with Johnny Hawkins. Until next time, we'll see you.
Take care. Bye now.